Now to the eternal question.
If a fake tree goes up in the forest, to whom do we talk?
The answer is Ed McCann.
That's right. He is a man who knows a thing or two about making Yuletide merry without harming a single real tree. He's even written a book about artificial decorations called Faux Flowers. And this year, with partner Richard Kolath, he's keeping the risk of fire to a minimum at a big tourist lodge in Yosemite National Park. Because of a dry summer and fall, the National Park Service isn't taking any chances and has asked McCann to provide only fake greenery inside the Ahwahnee Hotel.
The bones of the installation are a series of artificial trees, 12 and 14-foot trees. They're quite handsome. And Richard Kolath searched the New York wholesale floral markets. He looked high and low to find the best-looking artificial garlands that were available. And these are constructed of cedar and long-needled noble pine, Canadian pine, seeded eucalyptus, clusters of red berries. They're actually very good-looking. Once they're taken out of their boxes and massaged a bit, they take on a very natural appearance that I think would really fool the eye.
I mean, you're describing what they're supposed to look like, but they're actually plastic.
Plastic.
Plastic. And where are they constructed, actually?
I'm going to guess China, Robert.
Uh-huh.
Most of the industry gets their things out of China.
So you're describing the decorations at a holiday Christmas in the Yosemite Valley.
Yes.
As green a place as we could imagine.
Absolutely.
In America. And it's decked out in Chinese plastic.
Well, the truth is, any window you look out, and there are many of them here, you just see these majestic pines outside. And I think the juxtaposition between the plastic things inside and what you're seeing outside, it's quite beautiful. And quite honestly, I think most of the guests are not aware that these things are indeed plastic, because we've done some other things to sort of fool the nose. We've placed some shallow bowls of potpourri around the concierge desk and the reception area, things that are not too flowery or cloying, but smell woodsy and very much like Christmas.
So they look real?
They do.
And they smell real?
They do indeed.
If you could convince some wildlife to come and, hang around in these things, that might make it even more real.
Well, interestingly enough, one of the things we also do, Robert, we have some topiary forms that were constructed by an artist of a deer family, a buck, a doe, and some fawns. And those are wrapped in live cedar greens and placed near the entrance to the hotel. And a buck walked out of the forest, approached our little family of topiary deer, sniffed around a bit, and then knocked the buck on its side.
So you've got the people and the deer fooled out there is what you're trying to tell me. Of course, the ultimate would be to have some plastic tourists who just sort of be in there in the lobby among the plastic greens.
I thought I saw a few of those yesterday.
I won't pursue that any further. Ed McCann, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome, and Merry Christmas, Robert.
Thank you. Ed McCann, who along with his partner Richard Kolath, is setting out the plastic greenery inside the Ahwahnee Hotel in Yosemite National Park.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Sisiv, creator of the Sisiv Symbio Interaction Server on the web at CYSIVE.com. The Sugar Association, educating consumers about sugar. Sugar, the natural sweetener. 15 calories per teaspoon on the web at sugar.org. And the Gruber Family Foundation for support of the NPR Fund for New Initiatives, helping to develop NPR's future through new programming and new media. Here's about 30 calories worth of Denise Maunder.
Well, thank you very much. Just the bitter taste of a BART delay right now. 15-minute delay from Lake Merritt to Dublin Pleasanton. A 10-minute delay from Lake Merritt to Fremont because of a train snatched out of service with mechanical problems. In the Santa Cruz Mountains, northbound 17 after Laurel Road, an overturned car has been cleared. And finally, in Sonoma, Highway 116 has reopened between Watma and Adobe Roads following a head-on injury accident. I'm Denise Maunder for KQED Radio.
Trains.